An affordable housing project may be on its way to Edinburgh Road, courtesy of a proposal from city staff. In a report headed to Council's October 8 planning meeting, staff recommend the city-owned property at 14 Edinburgh Road S be declared surplus and efforts be made to find a developer willing to construct a 12-unit demonstration project. This wording is being used to recognize that the city's role in affordable housing is being evaluated and piloted in a new way with this project, the report states. As the city's role in affordable housing evolves, the city's processes and structures will be evaluated, with the goal that innovation will lead to new ways of business. The site is currently home to the Guelph Pottery Center, which is expected to be moved to the West End Community Center next year. If council agrees to the plan, funding from the Canadian Mortgage and Housing Corporation's Housing Accelerator Fund, HAV, would be dedicated to the project. The city received $21.4 million earlier this year for the purpose of maximizing affordable housing builds. A demonstration project is among the permissible uses of those funds. It is expected that the city land will be sold to the successful proponent in order to accelerate the timelines of the development, the report explains. Proposals will be evaluated based on timing, total units proposed and additional criteria to meet the commitments from the HAV grant and the objective of maximizes, SIC, development of new affordable units. The 0.45-acre site is also being considered in a study that looks at the potential creation of an underpass or overpass meant to address traffic congestion on Edinburgh Road due to rail crossings. An environmental assessment, EA, for that initiative, which is meant to identify options for council's consideration, is currently underway. Pending the outcome of an EA, this may involve further grade separation like retaining walls in the future, staff write. Balancing this potential outcome and the creation of lots to support affordable housing development will be evaluated as part of the request for proposals. Through internal discussions, city staff determined the EA can go ahead without negatively impacting the feasibility of developing the site, though setbacks from Metrolinx and Transport Canada must be respected, the report notes. With the contribution of public land to this project, it will be expected that the new affordable housing units will remain affordable for a minimum of 25 years.